There are some limitations on where those sites might be located, which is a criteria that the city council came up with. And the biggest one is we're not wanting to approve sites that are located in a residential area, so smack in the middle of a neighborhood or adjacent to a school. We also are hoping that the sites will be along transit corridors or places where people can more easily access services and fulfill their needs. Because really the idea here is to help people get out of the elements, get out of the illegal campsites that they've been in, not to set them up for long-term living, but to give them a transitional place to be safe and out of the weather temporarily while they access other services and or improve their situation for themselves.
Is there a plan to create some kind of time limit for how long people can camp in the sites?
That was one of the issues that was not addressed specifically by the ordinance. So the way the ordinance is crafted, it gives the city manager quite a bit of latitude in coming up with site agreements that work at a particular location. And then we are hoping, at least I am hoping, that another piece will be a camp host. So someone who's designated to enforce rules and help build that criteria. So the criteria of the specific sites, how long a particular person can stay, how the spots at the site will be allocated, those are all still things that will be worked out on a per site basis.
With these hosts, who would the hosts be?
My expectation is that they would also be homeless folks. So part of what we, the city manager's proposal builds upon is the information we've received from many different sources about self-managed homeless camps. There are a number of examples in Seattle and Portland, many of them much larger than what we're proposing here. And so my expectation is that the host would be someone who is also homeless, who has the capacity to employ some management skills and personal skills in terms of interacting with people and bear some responsibility. And we have seen that work in other locations.
The camps would have facilities like bathroom facilities and garbage facilities.
That would be a requirement. The council will have the authority to approve every site that's brought into the program. And bathroom and trash facilities and maintenance are a requirement for a site to be approved. So again, our hope and our expectation is that by providing the site and the legal framework for that site to operate, that folks in the community, and many have expressed that they would like to help, they would like to contribute to those sanitation facilities. And in fact, the Whovilles themselves have received porta potties paid for by community members, maintained by community members, no cost to the city. And so our expectation is that those folks and others will step forward to support these sites by providing those facilities and not cost city tax dollars.
Is that a little bit daunting to kind of make that leap of faith that it's going to work?
Absolutely. I believe this is a bold step. I think it's definitely risky, and there is definitely a possibility of failure. But given where we were in terms of the circumstance of people camping illegally or camping illegally unseen in our natural areas, those situations were causing all sorts of problems that a lot of members of the public were not aware of, but they were still a drain on resources and put people in dangerous situations. So there is a risk, but I think we have stepped up to a big challenge. And when you do that, you take risk.